This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you think of things being smuggled from China through Asia and landing at American ports of call, lots of things come to mind. Drugs, possibly. Counterfeit electronics, perhaps. But honey? Yeah, it's true. Susan Burfield writes in the current issue of Bloomberg Businessweek about a German food company named ALW that pretty much cornered the market on dirty honey, at least till it got caught. Susan, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Honey smuggling is not something I'd ever thought of.
You know, this is the biggest case of food fraud in U.S. history, and it is about Chinese honey that was smuggled into the U.S. to avoid very high tariffs and made its way into our food chain.
Give me a sense of proportion here, would you? You write that we consume in this country some amazing, first of all, more honey than any other country in the world, right?
That's right. 400 million pounds of honey a year. A lot of that is imported, and about half of it goes into the food system, meaning food companies use it in cereals, bread, other kinds of processed food. So it's not necessarily the honey on the table. Mm-hmm. And much of the honey that was smuggled in by this German company was sold to U.S. food companies.
And they even, what did they do? They filtered out the pollen, right, so that we wouldn't be able to sort of backtrack it, I guess?
That's right. So you can use pollen to identify the country where the honey has been produced. They also sometimes would dilute the honey with molasses or other things to kind of cover up the bad taste that some Chinese honey had. And then in a few cases, the honey had been adulterated with residues of antibiotics that are banned in the U.S. And that was to fight off a disease that some of the Chinese bee colonies were facing at the time.
How did the FDA happen upon, or the feds anyway, happen upon this whole operation? I mean, why did it take them so long to figure it out?
There's very little inspection that goes on in the ports and other places where food comes in. You know, the government doesn't have the resources to monitor that. The U.S. is the world's biggest food importer.
Mm.
They do have to rely on tips. And in this case, it was the U.S. honey producers who tipped them off and said, we've seen this honey being sold. We know it's sold by this company. You should look into it. And they began investigating. And, you know, as one of the agents said, you know, they really had no idea in the beginning how big this would be.
Mm-hmm.
They pursued this case beginning in 2008. And the investigation, they say, continues today.
Give me a dollar value for how much, you know, the smuggled honey industry is worth. Do you know?
Worldwide, the counterfeit food industry is about $49 billion. This one company evaded taxes that were probably worth about $260 million.
Hmm.
So somewhere between that and $49 billion.
So not small, right? I mean, you know.
You know, significant, and, you know, even more significant for, I think, for what it suggests. Honey is one ingredient. We know there's, you know, been cases of diluted olive oil, other things that aren't health threats, but suggest that there are openings and vulnerabilities that are very, very hard to keep track of.
The piece is in Bloomberg Businessweek. It's called Dirty Honey, Uncovering the Largest Food Fraud in U.S. History. Susan Burfield wrote it. Susan, thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much.